College students have long complained about the high cost of textbooks and the publisher's revisions that can make used books worthless. Well, now a new trend in the $6 billion textbook industry is generating even more concern. Charles Compton reports for member station WEKU in Richmond, Kentucky.
Students are lining up at the Eastern Kentucky University bookstore to purchase their textbooks. But these aren't regular texts. They're customized books designed for individual classes on campus. EKU student Billy Roberts is studying graphic design and isn't happy about it.
Oh yeah, I get pretty upset, especially the public speaking textbook here on campus. It's made specially for EKU, so you can't go anywhere else and buy it except for our bookstore. And it seems like every semester it's a new volume, so you can't buy any used books, so every one of them is a brand new $120, 40-page book.
And it's not just happening at Eastern Kentucky University. Bruce Hildebrand with the trade group Association of American Publishers says nationwide, custom book sales increased 20% between 2004 and 2005.
I have seen several communications books of late. One I saw over in Arkansas that has segments from 9 different textbooks in it, plus some original work done by the department. So they were able to shape that course to exactly the specifications they felt were best for their students.
These continuously revised editions have dramatically reduced the market for cheaper used books at some universities. EKU Communications Professor Jane Violet defends customized textbooks. Speaking at a cafe, she says she wants her students to keep the textbook even after graduation.
Students have to trust us. They have to trust us when we say, keep this textbook on your shelf. You're going to need it. I have no problem requiring students to keep those textbooks. No problem whatsoever.
But others do have a problem. The Nebraska-based Used Book Association represents the nation's bookstores. Spokeswoman Sue Redmond calls the practice built-in obsolescence.
We've seen textbooks where the cover now has the logo of the university attached to it, and it's simply for that campus. In those cases, a lot of the times, the bookstore will not buy the textbook back.
Sometimes the revisions prove profitable to the universities and professors who assign custom textbooks. As they're reworded, a chapter or two is usually written by the professors who teach the class. In return, they receive royalties. Eastern Kentucky University English major Brady Begley says payments made by publishers to colleges bother him.
To me, in conflict of interest. I mean, who knows if we're getting our best education off those books just simply because they're making their money from that.
Institutions like the University of Texas system have long regulated royalty payments to professors. However, direct payments from publishers to colleges are a new trend. Sometimes the money's spent exclusively on students, but campus-wide policies are rare. Even people who consider themselves fans of customized textbooks admit there's room for abuse. For NPR News, I'm Charles Compton in Richmond, Kentucky.